Welcome to The New Normal. I'm your host, Rafael McMaster. This is episode number 9, and we're here to talk about compassion today. So to rewind on what we've been talking about in previous episodes, we've been going through a list of tools that we teach here at Resin, here in Hermosa Beach, at our creative lab, as we teach creative development, visual arts, and development of consciousness here. And so we teach these specific tools that we call the creative wisdom tools, and they are acceptance, awareness, intention, gratitude, compassion, which we're on today, and then forgiveness and connection and soul esteem. So with compassion, so here's how we like to think of compassion in our program, particularly as a tool and a tool for helping our students, our youth, deal with life on life's terms. And when we think of compassion as a tool, we teach it as this. It's a very kind of multifaceted tool. One is just kindness, to be kind. And when I'm kind to others, I just feel better. Another way of dimensionalizing the concept to these students is the divine in me sees and honors the divine in you. Essentially, namaste. With the understanding that when we look at somebody, there's a soul in there. And for me to connect and honor that soul with mine, there's that depth and that humanity there. Another way, you know, we like to teach it is really thinking, man, there's always more to the story. If someone's behaving in a way that I don't understand or I don't appreciate, there's probably more to the story. You never know if that person's cat just died. You just don't. So for us to take a second and just have compassion for the person. Usually if people are acting really stressed and, you know, in an undesirable way, usually something else going on underneath there. And I know for myself, when I think about when I get really, really stressed out and triggered or whatever, and somebody comes up to me, they might not get the best version of me. So I've got to be able to think, wow, that could be happening for someone else, right? But in short, you know, the golden rule, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And that when we do that, when I do that, I feel better. When I make the decision to add a lens or a layer of tenderness to how I approach the world, then that world begins to get less abrasive. And so through putting my awareness on practices of compassion or acting in a compassionate way, then my insides begin to feel more calm, more peaceful, more serene. And quite honestly, that's what I'm shooting for today. I want to go through the day feeling good. I want to not suffer. Well, one of the ways I can not suffer is to be compassionate in how I behave. Now, what we'd like to add on to this is empathy, right? And using empathy as a tool. Empathy is, you know, having someone else feel understood, right? Feel heard. And a certain magic happens when you give that gift to somebody else, right? And so there's a formula that we like to teach here, which thank you, Tom Caruso, for teaching me this, right? I feel blank because I want blank. Or if it's to someone else, right? So do you want blank? Or sorry, do you feel blank because you want blank, right? So let's use an example. If you're in an argument with somebody, you're getting frustrated, you're going back and forth, as soon as I go, hold up. So do you feel frustrated and irritated because you want me to apologize for this and give you your 20 minutes back, or $20 back? And they'd go, yeah, I feel heard, right? The moment they feel heard, something releases. The tension goes down. And I can do it for myself as well. Do I feel X because I want Y? And that reflective inquiry, or the reflective empathy of hearing myself, makes me feel heard, makes me feel understood. And so that's an act of my self-compassion, right? When I get frustrated or irritated, just take a second and acknowledge for myself what it is that might be frustrating me. You know, if I'm in, and I've been experiencing anxiety lately, so I'm walking down the street and I'm walking my dog, I'm feeling anxious. So just go inward and reflect. Okay, what do I feel? I feel anxious because I want there to be peace in our country, right? Oh, okay. By just taking a moment to observe the emotion and being able to acknowledge it, have awareness around it, then I'm no longer the anxiety, I'm the person observing the anxiety. I'm not the frustration, I'm the person observing the frustration. And so going back to the compassion, you know, another facet of it is to not just feel sorry for someone, but instead to be able to feel their suffering and help carry their suffering while at the same time holding the space for a greater outcome. And when I heard that for the first time, and I heard from author Greg Braden, it just dimensionalized it in a way that I could really appreciate. That compassion is not just feeling bad for someone. Compassion is being able to share the load of somebody else's pain, but also still hold the space for a greater outcome. That hopefulness, that optimism. And I find that when I bring that sense of optimism and hopefulness to a situation, particularly a situation where there's other people that are suffering and stressed out, that I can help carry their load, but I can also be positive with them. And that helps model for them a way to get out of the self-suffering and negativity and fear and into a vision of something more positive. And it doesn't have to be like rah, rah, cheerleader, pom-poms, but to be honest and authentic. And part of my ability to be generally honest and authentic is the faith I have that my higher power in this universe supports me. So that was our episode today on compassion, with some information there about empathy and the empathy formula, right? In nonviolent communication, you know, do you feel X because you want Y? Hopefully, there's a little bit in there, maybe a couple tips of the tools that you can use throughout your day to make your world, your space, your life experience a little bit easier, a little bit softer, maybe some tools for relief. And with that, we will see you next time.